In this episode, I want to bring you up to speed on all these cool things that are playing out right now in the middle of my life.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo, what is up? It's Todd, and in this episode, I've got a ton of things that I'm developing right now that are happening behind the scenes, meaning behind the Toddcast, that I want to tell you about. And when you hear it, you're going to go, dude's juggling like a friggin' circus clown. Yep, that's me right now. That's what I'm doing. So here's what's going on. I'm just about to finish a mini course. The mini course, I can't tell you the topic on it yet, but the mini course is going to be valuable to every one of you in this audience. It's going to be something that's going to help you pump up the jam at your getting your results using video and increase your business. More on that in a moment, but I've been writing this thing like a friggin' dog, and I'm just in like the closing. I probably got another day. I record it in a couple of days, so when you see it, you'll know, hey, it's just a couple days away when I did this podcast episode. After the mini course, I got a big jumbo course. That jumbo course is going to take me a long time. I'm writing a book that's going to feed into the jumbo course, and that's coming along, and that thing's a monster onto itself. We're redoing the toddhartley.com site, and that's a big project. We recently did a photo shoot for my 2021 needs for the first half of the year, so we got all those assets now in place, and we've selected the top photos, and I am working on my Tony speech. My Tony speech is going to be double the amount of time of content that I've provided for Tony Robbins in the past, and I've already got it all laid out right inside my dome, and if I had to deliver it today, boom, I could deliver it. I just have to update my slides. It sounds like it's a minor thing, but it'll probably take me about a month. To give you an idea, so you have context, how much time do you think I invest in a speech, getting it ready to deliver it the first time? Now, this is going to sound ridiculous to most, but, you know, I have expectations of myself as a speaker. And when I deliver a speech, think about what that number is, because I know the exact number. I got 10 days advance notice when I was asked to give a big speech. So I know the exact amount of time. In 10 days, I did 112 minutes. Of work and prep into a one-hour speech. Now, that is, for most people, way ridiculously off the charts. And for me, because I'm creating assets that are going to be used in multiple things, like a mini course and a book and a stage speech, and I'm doing a ton of trainings, they all kind of have to align in together. And in doing so, it takes a lot of deep thinking, a lot of isolation, and a lot of strategic exploration so you can move people down the appropriate paths, right? I'm also doing speeches all the time, teaching and training companies. So right now, we've got a bunch of them coming, and we're really busy on that side of the business. The company ended the year really strong. You know, we're growing. I think we just hired maybe 4 or 5 new employees, and then wait for this one. I teased this in past episodes, but we're moving out of the Wirebuzz office in about 3 weeks. Not because business hasn't been good, but because it's an unnecessary expense when our team is basically quarantined in their homes. And that office, I'm the only one that's used it this last year, and it's a beautiful office. I love it. I enjoyed building it with my wife and my mom. And we designed it exactly the way we want, but it's just not an economical use of resources. And it's like the friggin' Taj Mahal. The place is beautiful, but when our lease ended 5 years, just coming up at the end of this month, my wife and I decided we could probably use that money in a better way to invest back into the company, to grow revenue and so on. So we're doing a transition. You'll start seeing that the videos will be popping up in other locations. And all of that is happening right now while we're still driving down the freeway going 85, basically servicing our clients and growing their projects. So there's a lot going on inside of my world. And oh, my wife and I are looking for a home. So all of those things coupled in together, I think I will be going full speed ahead, including going through the move, but full speed ahead until March when I give my speech at Business Mastery for Tony Robbins and his clients. Keep in mind, if you're planning on attending Business Mastery, their tickets just went on sale and it sells out every single time Tony gives it. It's the March 20th to the 24th. And I can't tell you what day I'm on, but I think I'm one of like five speakers that'll be on stage besides Tony. And I am beyond honored and excited. It's like a privilege for me to be able to give back into his community because he's provided so much value to me. And I'll be teaching how to sell remotely using the power of video and connecting the big dots that you might not get, and you definitely won't get, from just listening to the podcast. You know, in a podcast episode, you really can't connect all these big things. But here's what I'm doing. I'm kind of give you the map on it. I'll give you the outline. Sneak peek. I'm going to be talking about the big digital trends and the sales psychology of a remote buyer. If you can understand the digital trends and the psychology of a remote buyer, you can leverage those with the strategies and tactics that I'm going to teach at the event, right? So I'm going to lay out what those big trends are. I'm going to talk about the psychology, what's going on inside of each of our heads when we're going through a buyer's experience online. And then I'm going to show you how to prepare your marketing and your sales teams to sell remotely. It's a portion of my training and a big alignment. I just had a client that crushed their quarterly goals using our training. And I'm just seeing these results popping up everywhere. And now is the time really for me to step out onto the biggest stages and start teaching businesses who are in desperate need because they can't get in front of people. And they can't keep on this path of expecting business to go back to normal because it isn't. The transition is inevitable. You know it as a listener to the Toddcast. So I'm enjoying training these companies. I've got one coming up in January, a training for a company that is doing their international sales training. And I will be doing three events in three different time zones to their staff all over the world. And that is super cool. There's going to be some middle of the night ones and so on, but I'm honored to be able to help people convince and convert faster, generate more revenue, keep people employed, help them retain their homes. Like, it's not lost on me the impact that this type of training has. And anyway, that's kind of a big picture on all of the stuff that I'm juggling right now that's happening in my life. And anyway, I'm going to keep bringing you along. There's going to be some, hey, there's some very interesting data that just got released at the end of the year. I'm crunching it right now, trying to get my nerdy brain around it. I want to talk with you about how this transition is playing out as people are working remotely, how that's affected video and video marketing, how that's changed sales. But really, I want to start keeping your eye. I want to make sure we're keeping your eye on these big developing topics, because if you understand them, your business, your career will be unstoppable. I'll keep my eye on that, and I look forward to bringing you the latest information right here at Video Marketing Mastery.